As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Well, the sun is rising over Missouri, folks, and it's time once again for a Show Me Showdown. We got breakfast on the table all across America, coffee brewing on the stove, and there's a revolution in the air. Be a part of it, won't you? And welcome to our Thursday, September the 29th, 2011, 2-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. Coming at July, Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Of course, my name is William Roberts. Always good news, hard facts, and workable solutions for you each and every day, I think. If you can't remember, that's the goal anyway. Let's put it that way. That's the goal. That's the program. That's the agenda. If you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, then you're definitely in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism, where freedom is popular of all things. It remains the best hope for America. Interactive Talk Radio is the name of the game. Be a part of today's broadcast. You can log on and bookmark becomevocallocal.com to engage in our chat room discussion. Or you can pick up the phone, call throughout the broadcast for those with unlimited long-distance access. Or in the Austin, Texas area, we call in at area code 512-904-8014. You join me live on air and from around America and around the world. You can call in toll-free at 866-841-1065. Your calls are certainly welcome. You may also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email at bvlhost@centurytel.net. Become vocal local host, bvlhost@centurytel.net. And for those without internet access, listening by any of our affiliate stations and micro broadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Simply send your letters to me at William Roberts, Post Office, Box 96, out of Exeter, Missouri, 65647. That's E-X-E-T-E-R, Exeter, not Exciter, Exeter, Missouri. And if you just use the right zip zone, it'll come anyway. 65647, that's the magic. A big shout-out to late fire up that chainsaw-like tongue, Willie. Big shout out to Liberty Radio out of Owensville, Missouri, RealLibertyMedia.com, Channel 16, and TalkStreamLive.com. Thank you all for broadcasting. Become vocal local to your listening audiences. Our call in number remains 866-841-1065. Your calls are welcome. With that behind us, let's move forward. Precious Metals regroup, building strength as October uncertainty looms large. I need three more teeth for Christmas. Makes it easier to speak. German vote prolongs the Greek default debate. Food and gas prices on the rise. We'll talk about all that in the news basket today. British banking history, Federal Reserve banking, currency. All that discussion will continue as well. Of course, we'll take your calls and much, much more. Let's go to our market report. Put this behind us for this morning. Active trading out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. About an hour ago, found gold trading up $6.10 an ounce at $1,615.80 an ounce. You got to like that. Silver up 56 cents, again above $30 at $30.49 an ounce. Platinum up $5 at $15.31, continuing this inverse relationship between gold and platinum. Palladium up $5 at $622 a troy ounce. The lows and the highs in the gold spot market, $1,600.80 for the low, $1,636.20 for a high, a $36 spread in there. But at $1,615.80, your gold is up year-to-year $305.70 an ounce for a 23.35% return on your investment, and you ain't getting that at your local bank. The London Gold Fix this morning, the boys in London picked a price, any price, took their little dartboard, threw out the darts, found a number, and used it at $1,620, and it's been above and below that all morning. The SPDR gold shares show unchanged overnight. They claim to be holding, or ostensibly holding, 1,241.92 metric tons in their electronic treasure chest. We'll be right back.
How's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a Failed Economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a Failed Economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Across the sands of time, from the lands of Abraham to the lands of Julius Caesar, the metals of the earth were forged into the coin of the realm. Now you can own a piece of history with affordable ancient coins from the Greek, Biblical, Roman, and Byzantine eras. Guaranteed authentic by Janus Numismatics. Transport yourself to the distant past at TrustedCoins.com. That's TrustedCoins.com.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait, there's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Thursday, September the 29th, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. Again, coming at you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. You can find our webpage, becomevocallocal.com, on the Internet. You can also find all of our archives carefully set away for you at the oraclebroadcasting.com homepage. And if you'd like to get 650 broadcasts in an 8.86 gigabyte file, 16K resolution, a 3 DVD audio set in jewel cases, you can contact our show archivist at show.archives, plural there, at gmail.com, show.archives at gmail.com. Send them an email, and Fritz will let you know what the tariff will be. It's not much, $15 donation. Of course, you could send them a little bit extra. Just in case this all goes up in cyberspace someplace, you'll have all these broadcasts right on a 3 DVD set in jewel cases. Cool stuff. Thanks, Fritz, for doing that for us. And certainly, let's continue. I'm back into the market report one more time in review for those that were away at the top of the hour news and weather break. We found gold at 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Daylight Time an hour ago, trading up $6.10. At 16.15.80, it's kind of like what we were talking about 45 days ago, but at 16.15.80, you're still down about $300 and change off the $1,923.70 futures all-time record set on the 6th of September. Anyway, moving into the October month, things, oftentimes go south in the October month, so hang on, cover your assets, get prepared, deal with it. Things might go up again towards the latter part of the year. A lot of the prognosticators think that it will. I don't make predictions, don't make any forecasts. I'm not going there. Not going there. Anyway, we just tell you what it is. This is the financial no-spin zone. The silver this morning up 56 cents at $30.49 in the spot market. That's 20 bucks off of its high at $50 and change. Platinum up $5 this morning at $1,531 an ounce. Again, it's kind of got this inverse relationship. It's gone back and forth over the past 10 years. I've been following it most of the time lately. Platinum has been ahead of gold. Now it's back down below gold. We'll see how it goes. Palladium this morning up $5 at $622. What happened to all the forecasts and projections from Goldman Sachs about this being an exceptional year for the white metals? Zinc is down, tin is down, all of the white metals are down, so much for forecasters, right? Anyway, the lows and the highs in the gold spot market this morning, a relatively narrow band there, about $30, $35 and change, $1,600.80 for a low, $1,636.20. They're building a little bit of strength in this area. Went back up on the Kitco website last evening, scrolled down through a bunch of videos, found a couple of guys that were predicting we would get into this range, so at least their heads up off of Kitco was better than some of the non-heads up that we got from other sources. Anyway, the SPDR gold shares overnight, they claim to be, well, it is unchanged, but they claim to be holding 1,241.92 metric tons. Again, this is your exchange-traded funds, electronic trading. You can find the SPDR Gold Shares prospectus at SPDR Gold Trust on the web. Sometimes it'll redirect you back and forth, but if you're persistent, you'll be able to find their prospectus. Go in and read the prospectus, if you would, please. And find that date, 11/11/11. Well, we're getting close to that range. Things might happen on that date. Who knows? The Dow Jones Industrial Average yesterday closed off 180 at 11,011. 11/11 on 9/28. Oh, my. Anyway, the NASDAQ closed up off 55 at 24.92. The S&P 500 closed down 24,1,151. Lots of ones in the news this morning. Crude oil up this morning on the German vote. I think that that's going to improve the economy. So all of a sudden, the cost of gasoline and diesel and heating oil just in time for winter is going up, $1.48 to $82.69 a barrel. That's certainly not good news for any of us that motate about or heat our houses with fuel or natural gas or anything else. The U.S. dollar index this morning off 46 basis points at 77.61. Of course, that impact, and if you want more on the U.S. dollar index, I always suggest you go to the Intercontinental Exchange, Inc.'s own website. It is their trade-weighted basket of currencies. Read up on the U.S. dollar index, the USDX, off 46 basis points this morning at 77.61, which impacts the foreign exchange market. If you don't understand foreign exchange markets, you can go up and look at Forex.com and get your mind filled with that. But again, the Canadian loonie this morning bumps up 51 basis points at 97 cents, still 3 cents below parity with the U.S. dollar, where it has been for the better part of the past year. The Mexican peso this morning goes up 97 basis points, and yet still we're having to pitch the tacos over the fence there to get to 8 cents. But it is 8 cents this morning. It's 13.4263 pesos per dollar. So fill up your pockets once again with pesos for 8 cents a pop. The euro this morning up 73 basis points at $1.36. This is coming in lower than where it has been in the past. It used to run at about $1.20. It started out at about 77 against the U.S. dollar. So the euro is all over the map ever since it came into existence, and it's likely to continue for some time yet. I don't imagine the European Union is going to collapse tomorrow. The British pound this morning up 51 basis points. The British continue to pound us with their pound at $1.57 U.S. And the Swiss franc, they've been pushing it down and pushing it down and pushing it down. And this morning it bumps up 52 basis points, but it is now at $1.12 U.S. Of course, they're probably still paying $150 for a cheese fondue for four. The bond market this morning, the U.S. Treasury's bonded indebtedness, the yield on the two-year bonds, what a good deal, huh? At 0.25%, so one quarter of a percent interest or return on a two-year Treasury. Doesn't exactly excite me. The 10-year is at 2.00%. Very, very, very low yields on these treasuries of 30 at 3.05%. The 15-year fixed-rate mortgage national average moves down from 3.45% a month ago to 3.36 this morning, trying to entice people to become debtors. To the mortgage bankers, the 30-year moves down from 4.28 a month ago to 4.10 this morning. But if you're strapped for cash, you need a house, and you got the downstroke, then you can find a lender that will loan it to you. These are exceedingly attractive rates on a mortgage. Prime rate this morning at 3.25%, chiseled in stone. And the gold-to-silver ratio, it's going to take you 52.95 ounces of silver to bring you home 1 ounce of gold, greatly altering those numbers in just the last 2 weeks. Anyway, let's jump into the Econo Days calendar this morning. Lots of action happening. Thursday is always a big day. No exception today on Rosh Hashanah. Aliyah! Yeah. Anyway, Happy New Year to all the Jew bankers. Yeah, thanks a whole hell of a lot. Hope you have a great year. Anyway, this is the Thursday, September 29th, Econo Day report. Yesterday, we weren't able to get to it because it came on after we were already on the air, the EIEIO petroleum status report. We'll go there in a moment. Of course, Benjamin Shalom Bernanke spoke last evening at 5 o'clock. Didn't have much to say. I'll give you a recap on that. This morning, the gross domestic product is out. Jobless claims are out, not looking good. Eric Rosengren is going to speak this morning. Plosser speaks as well. We won't have that until tomorrow. Corporate profits is already out. Bloomberg's Consumer Comfort Index will be out this morning as well as the pending home sales. All that coming up, much more. Tomorrow, personal income outlays and the Chicago PMI.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey Light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
With natural and man-made disasters and economic turmoil, if we don't get well prepared, we will most certainly regret it. Much of the storable food available is full of bad fats, salt, sugar, nutrient-poor refined food, and even MSG. In response, EnerHealth Botanicals have created our 40-day, 40-night, 100% organic preparedness pail. It's GMO-free, 10 to 20-year shelf life. The pail contains enough whole food and nutrition for one person to survive well for 40 days and nights, with recipes too. Some of the items need cooking, some can be eaten dry, while some can be soaked and sprouted. The pail includes organic rolled oats, millet, brown rice, green lentils, garbanzo beans, black beans, pinto beans, quinoa, pancake mix, non-fat powdered milk, sprout blend, sprouted sunflower seeds, organic Enerfood, chia seeds, miso powder, and a Cajun spice blend to give some flavor to your meals. This is 100% organic. This is the way to get prepared. Call today, 866-762-9238, or go to enerfood.com.
Introducing the world's first and only Swiss Gold Savings Plan, specifically designed to be simple and affordable for families worldwide. This is the best way to trade rapidly depreciating paper money for gold. Our product is 999.9% fine Kinnebar-grade gold ingots, refined in weights as small as 0.5 gram, and embedded into a protective card. Finally, everybody can afford to protect themselves with gold. And, best of all, you now have a zero-cost, zero-obligation, once-in-a-lifetime golden opportunity to earn true wealth by sharing this plan with others. Until now, available only to the Europeans, the program has just opened in the U.S. and Canada and is experiencing explosive growth. When you have everything to gain and nothing to lose, you owe it to yourself to at least check it out. For full details, please go to www.SwissGoldByTheGram.com or click on our banner ad on the OracleBroadcasting.com website. They say timing is everything, and your timing is perfect.
Hi, this is Mike Chambers. Join me live weekdays for Mike Chambers Live from 11 to 3 p.m. Central Time here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
So as UPS, the United States Post Office, and FedEx has fewer and fewer parcels to deliver as nobody's really doing any kind of commerce, petroleum prices are going up. Why is that? Well, I guess it's just because the school buses are running. Let's blame that. That's a good one. Here it is, the EIEIO Petroleum Status Report. You know, everybody's trying to buy ahead, fill up their heating oil tanks, you know, for the winter season. It's right on us now. But here's the highlight, a sharp 0.7 million barrel per day rise in oil imports to 9.7 million barrels per day during the September 23rd week. Fed a 1.9 million barrel build in oil inventories to 341.0 million barrels. So they've got every pot and every kettle and every bucket filled with imported fuel. I don't know why we just don't, you know, get another two or three pipelines coming down out of the North Slope in Alaska and bring our own crude to market. But, you know, I guess that's just too common sense. That's too hillbilly. That's a little bit too Ozark. Use what you got before you use somebody else's. Anyway, refinery production of both gasoline and distillates, that's like lighter fluid and diesel fuel, increased in the week and contributed to a 0.8 million barrel build in gasoline inventories. And it continues. So that's the picture there. You got the idea. The chairman speaks. Yeah, the chairman. The chairman speaks like Chairman Mao. Well, this is Chairman Benny, little Benny Bernanke. Gosh, he's got a nice beard, doesn't he? Anyway, here's the highlight. Fed Chairman Benjamin Shalom, I love Israel, Rosh Hashanah Bernanke, prepared remarks were largely on academic views of economic growth. See, that's the problem with old Benny here. College professor that he is, you know, he's all in history and no practical experience. But anyway, his remarks were largely on academic views of economic growth strategies for emerging market countries. However, during questions and answers, the Bernanke did make a few comments on current monetary policy. Remember now, we got monetary policy in one pan of our balance scale, and that's what the Fed has. And on the other side, we've got fiscal policy. Always keep that clearly in mind. When they speak about fiscal policy, they're throwing rocks and rotten tomatoes at legislature, Congress. And when we're talking about monetary policy, we're throwing rocks and hand grenades at the Fed. All right? That's the way that works out. On current policy, the Bernanke stated that the policy of low rates for an extended period is intended to help the economy recovery. I should say the economic recovery or the economy recover, but apparently Econoday is having a hard time spelling this morning. He describes the job situation as a national crisis, while noting that the Fed has contributed significantly to the recovery. Oh, really? Bernanke also said that fiscal policy, now you see how you've got monetary policy in the first sentence, fiscal policy. Bernanke also said that fiscal policy, that's Congress, that's the lawmakers, that's the legislatures, that's the budget committees, all right, that's the Defense Department, that's giving aid to Israel, including a policy to bolster housing. Now, listen, we don't want to get into that policy about bolstering housing, okay? That's what led us into this trouble in the first place. Could help, they say, the recovery. His comments regarding emerging markets were rather generic. Generic. In other words, they gave him his cue cards. He just picked the one that worked. Here's the quote. What implications can we draw for longer-term prospects for growth in the emerging market economies? Now, wait a minute, Benny. excuse me. We don't give a flying Melinda about the emerging market economies. We're really concerned about what the hell's happening in America. All right? Anyway, he's an academic. You've got to give it to him. He understands history. Notwithstanding the recent impressive growth, output per person in the emerging market economies generally remains much lower than in the advanced economies. That's why, you know, we have this redistribution of wealth scheme where we send all of our wealth and all of our jobs and all of our factories over to China, and then we import everything back without tariffs. You got it. That's the academic view. That's the Marxian view of the world. This fact, he continues, suggests that the emerging market economy should be able to maintain relatively high growth rate for some years to come. You know, as we go further and further at the level of Bolivian peasants, anyway. As they continue to catch up to the advanced economies. Well, as we go into decline and decay, I'm sure that catching up period will be foreshortened. But anyway, but over time, now this is important. This is very important. He's absolutely right here. Listen carefully. But over time, as the emerging market countries become wealthier and technologically more sophisticated, they will gradually lose the advantages of starting from behind. Of course, everyone can play and everyone can win, but this is exactly right. You see? Because as we bring up the capacity, we build capacity, as we increase the standard of living, that old specious standard of living for everybody from, you know, China to Togo and Lesotho, as we bring it all up and we equal the whole playing field, then that's true. China's prosperity won't look so impressive. Togo and Lesotho will figure out how to put a chimney on their cook stove. You know, maybe they'll be able to thatch a hut. I don't know, but they might, given enough time. But even with continued strong policies, their growth will slow as returns to capital investments diminish and the most profitable opportunities are exploited. The most profitable opportunities are exploited. You know, organs out of the Palestinians, you know, rare earth metals out of Pakistan and out of Iran and places, Afghanistan. That's sort of an idea. All of the oil pumped out of, you know, Kuwait and, you know, that idea. Anyway. But anyway, that's what it is. Their growth will slow as returns to capital. They'll become fat. They'll become lazy. They'll become even more immoral. They'll lose their compass. You know what I mean? And they'll turn into a bunch of bloated fat pigs just like America. A bunch of Pillsbury doughboys, you know. Anyway, continuing, he says, indeed, advanced economies like the United States, well, I guess we've advanced. It's more like skittering over the edge of the cliff. But advanced economies like the United States would do well to relearn some of the lessons from the experiences of the emerging market economies, you know, killing Indians and things like that, such as the importance of disciplined fiscal policies. You see, he's got a box of rocks here, and he's throwing rocks at Congress. He's telling Congress the importance, such as learning lessons from the emerging market economies, the planned economies, the controlled economies, but such as the importance of disciplined, that's controlled, that's central planning, disciplined fiscal policies. The benefits of open trade, Benny, excuse me, NAFTA, GATT, you've learned the lesson. Open trade, free trade, that doesn't work, no. And it's managed trade anyway. The need to encourage private capital formation. Are you kidding me? Private capital formation. You've taken away our gold and our silver. We have no capital. It's all debt. Anyway, while understanding necessary public investments, like Israel and the military-industrial complex, for instance. The high returns to education. Well, definitely. He's got a bias. He's from academia. And he's even worse, from Harvard, darling. And to promoting technological advances. This is technocracy again, a techno-totalitarian state. And the importance of the regulatory framework, that's what got us into this problem. The Environmental Protection Agency and all of the regulators, the Administrative Procedures Act. Benny, you're not studying history. And that encourages entrepreneurship. No, the regulatory framework, Benny, and this debt-based system does not encourage entrepreneurship. Many entrepreneurs, just like myself, are standing on the sidelines because we don't want anything to do with this damn house of cards you've built. And innovation? Are you kidding? I'm gathering up everything I can that's hand-powered. Not even my gas-powered devices work well anymore now that we've got this high-fructose corn syrup substitute for gasoline. And then he says, and he closes, while maintaining financial stability. Well, we call that sustainable development.
home of cutting-edge talk radio. Online, worldwide, at oraclebroadcasting.com.
At hempusa.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our microplant powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzy noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member's stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And back once again into the economy calendar, closing out on a couple more of these reports for this morning. GDP, the gross domestic product, and boy, it's pretty gross. Economic growth for the second quarter ended up stronger than previously estimated, but remained anemic. Anemic. You know, it's kind of like Granny. You know, the answer here is going to have a little bit of rouge, you know, a little bit more bright red lipstick, maybe some support hose, and Granny will look better, but she's still anemic. They're dressing up the pig, but it's still a pig. The Commerce Department's final estimate for a second quarter GDP growth bumped up to a rise of 1.3% annualized, compared to the prior estimate of 1.0% annualized, and to a first quarter growth of 0.4%. The median market forecast called for a 1.2% annualized gain. So you got a dollar laying out there on the table, you shove a penny over on top of it. Does that make you feel better? Is your economy improving? Marginally, but it still looks pretty anemic. And that's about what they had to say. Final sales of domestic product were revised to an annualized 1.6%. Well, if you didn't like the number previously, which was 1.2%, they just revise it. They do it all the time anyway. That's, you know, they take the whole Nidra vow there on Yom Kippur, and that way they can lie to you throughout the entire year. Final sales to domestic purchasers were revised up to 1.3% from the second estimate of 1.1%. You're just estimating. Somebody needs to buy a calculator. Economy-wide, inflation was revised up incrementally to 2.5% annualized compared to the previous estimate of 2.4%. And they had to get a different number. See, 2.4 was, that was just too low. So they went up to 2.5. And the first quarter rise of 2.5%, analysts had projected a no revision number of 2.4%. Overall, economic growth was very sluggish. I'll say that again. Overall, economic growth was very sluggish during the first half of 2011. More recent monthly data are very mixed, but net suggests marginal strengthening at best for the third quarter. On the news, equity futures rose further, but more on a drop in the initial jobless claims. Let's go to that one and find out what's going on over here. Jobless claims, well, the consensus, the new claims level they were looking at prior, they had 423,000. The prior revised was 428,000. Get that now. Notice that. Okay, I tell you, they change the numbers all the time. They gave it out before, and everybody threw their hat in the air, and, you know, the stocks went up. They had 423,000 new claims. But unfortunately, they had to revise the figure and get closer to the truth. It was 428,000, then the markets went down. The consensus here was for 420. The range was from 410 to 425,000. They got 391K. All right, so let's see what it turns out here. It says here, it turns out Hurricane Irene may have elevated jobless claims all along. God dang, when you're looking for an excuse, any excuse will do. Let's blame it on good night, Irene. Good night, Irene. It was another hurricane story. It's a hurricane, not a himicane. And at least that's what the Labor Department is suddenly hinting at. Attributing a giant 37,000 decline in initial claims in September the 24th week to state offices catching up with hurricane-related data. That's it. They were overworked, they were underpaid, they were understaffed, and they got too busy, and they put all their paperwork in order, and they came out with a new number. Of course, wait till next week. They'll revise this one when they discover the missing hard drive. A Labor Department official also told Market News International that end-of-quarter factors are also coming into play as offices catch up on their work. Adjustment problems tied to calendar shifts may also be at play. Adjustment problems tied to calendar shifts may also be at play. Well, sounds like they're pulling it from the air to me, or maybe out of an orifice. Initial claims totaled 391,000 in the week, far below Econoday's consensus for 420,000. I'd say so. That's a 30,000 difference. I wouldn't trust this number. I don't imagine the marketplace will either, but they might. They do all sorts of foolish things. Corporate profits in the second quarter were revised up to an annualized 1.47 trillion. So while you and I are tightening our belts, you know, mine is up so tight now, I only breathe on alternate Tuesdays and Thursdays, corporate is doing really well. They pulled in 1.47 trillion in the second quarter profit basket compared to the previous estimate of 1.467. By golly, they were close. I guess they have better Ouija boards than mine. I've been missing my pointer for some time. Perhaps I'll find some strength and find my pointer or just develop crystal balls. Profits in the second quarter rose an annualized 4.3%. Well, anyway, that's the article. That's their story. They're sticking to it. Alabama law on undocumented workers hiring barred in part by U.S. judge. Okay, here we go. Judge made law again. Judge is turning over laws here. Andrew Harris and Lawrence Veal Davidson. Veal. Interesting. Lawrence Deal Veal Davidson. Just drop the middle name, Larry, and make it easy for us all. A federal judge said Alabama can't enforce provisions of its new immigration law. Wait a minute. When are the judges making the laws? Anyway, calling it unconstitutional? No. A federal judge said Alabama can't enforce provisions of its new immigration law that barred undocumented people, well, around here we call those the illegal aliens, sir, honey, from applying for jobs or working in the state, and that prohibit their being harbored or transported. And transportation, it's a big issue, you know, harboring, like harbor seals. You can't harbor illegal aliens. That means you can't fill up your garage with them, and you can't fill up the bus and transport them from place to place. Anyway, Alabama was trying to do the right thing. This judge stood in the way. U.S. District Judge Sharon Lovelace Blackburn in Birmingham, Alabama, ruled yesterday that under the law, state police can make a reasonable attempt to determine immigration status of a person otherwise detained or arrested when there's reasonable suspicion to inquire about that status. No hable español. Right, okay. Nothing in the Federal Immigration and Nationality Act, quote, expressly preempts states from legislating on the issues of verification of an individual's citizenship and immigration status, close quote, Blackburn said in her 115-page ruling. So I guess we can still ask, you know, and then I guess we can still tell, but she still doesn't like the rest of this, so let's find out about it. Alabama Governor Robert Bentley, a first-term Republican, signed the immigration measure into law on June the 9th after the U.S. government, church leaders, and civil rights groups sued to block it. Blackburn issued a provisional order barring its enforcement on August the 29th, 2 days before it was scheduled to take effect. Quote, yesterday is a victory for Alabama. I wonder which one of those church leaders, that wouldn't be the Catholic Church, would it? They could always profit by a few more Mexicans anyway. Yesterday is a victory for Alabama, Bentley said in a statement. Maybe it was a local mosque. Maybe they got a bunch of Islamics hanging around down there, too. Yesterday is a victory for Alabama, Bentley said in a statement posted on his website. The court agreed with us on a majority of the provisions that were challenged. The U.S. had argued that only the federal government is authorized to set immigration policy. Well, I guess the state really needs to argue with the U.S. Fed that only the state can make law in its own state, and the Fed can go straight to hell in a handbasket. The U.S. Justice Department is reviewing Blackburn's ruling. Now, get this. Oxkittle Hinojosa, a spokeswoman, said in an email, well, no wonder the Justice Department is opposed to illegal aliens. Look at this name, X-O-C-H-I-T-L, that's the first name. H-I-N-O-J-O-S-A is the second name, and she is a spokeswoman for the U.S. Justice Department. How do you pronounce that anyway? Oxkittle Hinojosa? Wow. Anyway, we will not hesitate. We will continue to evaluate state immigration-related laws and will not hesitate to bring suit if, in fact, a state creates its own immigration policy or enforces state laws in a manner that interferes with federal immigration law, she said. Well, there you go, Pilgrim. Don't you dare try and bring on the 10th Amendment. You are not going to do that. Florida may set a January vote that accelerates the nominating process. See, everybody wants to get to the head of the line. Everybody wants to be that special child, you know. Everyone can play and everyone can win. Well, they want to come first, I guess, in the order of states, so that all of the highlights and attention will be focused on Florida. Julie Hirschfield Davis and Margaret Talev, writing from Negev or Tel Aviv, for this Bloomberg News, Florida, maybe she was writing from Miami Beach or St. Pete. Florida will likely defy national party rules and set its presidential preference primary for January the 31st of 2012. Boy, they're getting in there early, aren't they? Find out more about this right after that. Bring you up right after the break there, Vicky.
Hey, how's that Franken food working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a failed economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Across the sands of time, from the lands of Abraham to the lands of Julius Caesar, the metals of the earth were forged into the coin of the realm. Now you can own a piece of history with affordable ancient coins from the Greek, Biblical, Roman, and Byzantine eras. Guaranteed authentic by Janus Numismatics. Transport yourself to the distant past at TrustedCoins.com. That's TrustedCoins.com.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait, there's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
You are listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
And so let's elevate my blood pressure just a little higher, see if I can blow a 20-amp fuse or just go ahead and take this vein right out of my forehead. Jump out to Vicki Davis in Idaho and say, good morning, Vicki.
Hi, Will. I don't know why you should be any different about the vein popping. I'm popping veins every day.
I don't know. I'm trying tea tree oil, but my forehead's looking more like a map every day.
What I called about, I was wondering, have you ever read a report called The Unfinished Agenda?
Oh, my.
That was produced by the Rockefeller Brothers Fund.
Don't tell me that it has 600 pages. I don't want to hear about a 600-page report from Rockefeller.
No. It's actually only about 200 pages.
Oh, God.
And it has, in bullet points, the agenda to be implemented in the United States.
Oh, my.
It's a must-read. I posted it on my website, and everybody should read it because I believe it was probably the origin of Agenda 21.
What year was it published?
It's 1977.
That's about the right vintage.
Yes, it is. And you can go through there, and just about it, on every bullet point, you can see how things were implemented. So there's another one, too, that they did on land use, land policy, and I'm going to order that one. But I don't know. From now on, I think I'm going to say Rockefeller's Agenda 21.
Well, you got it, you know, really close. You get into the Council for Foreign Relations, and eventually the Trilaterals, Club of Rome, you know, that whole herd, you know, and we're right on top of the target. Who was chairing that? Do you remember that committee that wrote that? Or who wrote it?
Well, Gerald O. Barney was the editor of it. He was the director of the Rockefeller Brothers environmental and development policy at the time. So he edited it. But he didn't really head up the project. But then Barney, after that, he was commissioned by Jimmy Carter to write the Global 2000 report.
So was this an official CFR document, or is this something Rockefellers put out themselves?
It's something that Rockefellers put out themselves.
Okay.
But I mean, it's the agenda, period, flat, end of story. I mean, you'll see when you read it, and especially the energy policy. I mean, it talks about becoming a conserver society.
Oh, great.
And, yeah.
Everybody gets to be can continue with their austerity except them, huh?
Yes, that's exactly right. And it talks about restricting energy use and not building any more electric grid and delivering electricity only in the quantity needed at the immediate source. I mean, you know, basically it's the plan for devolution of the industrialized society into what I said before, which is that it's the what they're doing in our country is the implementation of the Morgenthau Plan.
Yeah, the techno-totalitarian state.
Yeah, and deindustrialization to a backwards state, to a third world country.
But only for the developing countries.
Yes, only for the developing countries.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh,
so,
my, well.
But anyway, I did have a question for you.
Go ahead.
I refused to allow the power company to install the smart meter.
All right.
On my property.
Right.
They wrote me a letter after, you know, two or three phone calls with their representatives, you know, where they didn't get anywhere with me.
Right.
They wrote me a letter, and they went through all of the bullet points, you know, of what they think my objections would be. And they wrap it up by saying, "Thank you for taking the time to read this letter. Please contact Chris Bell no later than 10/3/11 to schedule the meter exchange at your location. We anticipate only needing 5 minutes."
Wow.
So now, of course, I'm writing them a letter. The question is, do I just say thank you, no, and leave it at that? Or should I tell them all of my objections?
Well, you know,
this is going to be
a difficult argument. It's going to be a difficult one for everyone, because if you think about it from the standpoint of the power company, one of the things that they're trying to do is eliminate meter readers. All right. And so they could conceptually, you know, send somebody out specially to read your meter. You know, it would be at a considerable, you know, let's say a needless or unnecessary expense to them. So one way that you might be able to enter into an agreement there would be to agree to do a monthly meter reading of your analog meter and submit it to them via email on the day that it's due. And as long as you continue to do that, you know, their needs are met, your needs are met, and everybody's cool. Now, if they want to do this meter installation, I would just go ahead and continue to object and object as loudly and vociferously as you can. Try and put together other people right close to you who would also object. The more people that you could get that were adjoiners to you close by, the greater the incentive would be then to go ahead and have a meter reader come out and still take care of your neighborhood in the old-fashioned way. But if you keep it to meter reading, as opposed to, you know, RF technology and poison, and I have headaches, and I have ringing ears and tinnitus, and all the things that I have. But, you know, if you keep it to meter reading and force it on that issue, you know, you might get somewhere. But the other part of it is, you know, how far are you willing to stand on it? Because ultimately, they'll just come and do the swap out. I mean, even if you build a cage on it, it's there. their power. It's their power source. It's their power pole. If it's put on your house, it's your house, but it's their power system. And one of the things that they've done, they did when they brought in FEMA's hazard mitigation planning system to McDonald County, was that unless people would take the enhanced 911 address, they would refuse to set a meter or continue service to that property. So it was either convert or die, you heretic. And they were using the club of, you know, municipal services for your compliance with their enhanced 911 system. How they would respond to you, I don't know. But I would start from the standpoint of, hey, look, if they were just trying to do an electronic meter reading thing and I'm totally ignorant, well, fine, no problem. I'll send you in that number. And then you can verify it with anybody that you have in the area, you know, once a year or whatever, and we can make an adjustment. But that would be the tack that I would personally take. I didn't have any choice, Vicki, here. It just the meters are on a separate pedestal right out by the street. And they just came by and swept all the analogs out one day and put and replaced them all the same day with smart meters. So there was no discussion. There was never a letter. There was no notice.
Apparently, I got pretty lucky, you know, since I was home when he knocked on the door.
Exactly.
I don't know. I thought if they were going to threaten me, I would file a criminal complaint for extortion.
Is the meter hooked right onto your house?
No, it isn't. It's on a pole in my yard.
It's on a pole in your yard. So they have an access easement that runs with that pole and that wire. They have already got an easement, you know, to come into your yard. They could come in and strengthen up the pole or paint the pole or do whatever they need to do or replace the pole. They could replace the wires. So they own the pole that it's standing on. And so trespass would be pretty difficult to push. Extortion, you know, anything else like that, that's going to be, I think, would be very difficult. However, there are emails out there. I think I even have one that I could send to you that I've received from some of the listeners where people are trying to resist that. And then I think there's resist. There's another one. I think, what is it, resist.com or resist.gov or something like that. To try and block this from a legal standpoint. But I think the strongest argument is this: if this is being done so that for your economy, so that you can provide electricity without having to have to pay for a meter reader, I'll be more than happy to read it for you. And that might be a place to start. Get the dialogue going in a comfortable way on a monetary basis rather than on the philosophical and technical objection. That might work.
Yeah, I didn't plan to go with the health thing. I was thinking about the idea of the Public Utilities Commission extending their regulatory authority.
Just hold it right there. We're coming right up on the break. Top of the hour, hour number two, straight ahead.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com.
With natural and man-made disasters and economic turmoil, if we don't get well prepared, we will most certainly regret it. Much of the storable food available is full of bad fats, salt, sugar, nutrient-poor refined food, and even MSG. In response, EnerHealth Botanicals have created our 40-day, 40-night, 100% organic preparedness pail. It's GMO-free, 10 to 20-year shelf life. The pail contains enough whole food and nutrition for one person to survive well for 40 days and nights, with recipes too. Some of the items need cooking, some can be eaten dry, black, while some can be soaked and sprouted. The pail includes organic rolled oats, millet, brown rice, green lentils, garbanzo beans, black beans, pinto beans, quinoa, pancake mix, non-fat powdered milk, sprout blend, sprouted sunflower seeds, organic inner food, chia seeds, miso powder, and a Cajun spice blend to give some flavor to your meals. This is 100% organic. This is the way to get prepared. Call today, 866-762-9238, or go to enerfood.com.
This is the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Visit us online at oraclebroadcasting.com.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Thursday, September the 29th, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming at you live Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network. Kicking off the shoreline, as we love to say, moving into the second hour of today's broadcast. First hour, basically just news, economic reports, and that sort of stuff. We're in the middle of a conversation with Vicki Davis, calling in from Idaho. First, a little bit of a heads up, a new article on Vicki Davis's website, channelingreality.com, that gets you back to the Rockefellers again, and basically an outline or a document that lays out the basic tenets of Agenda 21, and then continuing into probably one of the hotter issues going on around today as more and more people start talking about technocracy and this idea of these smart meters going in and out and around, and Vicki's up against that right now. We're trying to figure out maybe an opening strategy. And, you know, as I said, Vicki, if you started out on the monetary issue, rather than getting into privacy and invasion of privacy and all of that, open the dialogue, get something going, but continue to push them down the road as far as an install date. Well, I really couldn't, you know, just don't want to accept your, you know, that meter until we get this discussed because I'm not at all comfortable. And then maybe you could start, you know, adding to the discussion. Or, I don't know, you know, there is a woman, you may even know her or have heard of her. There's a woman, I think she's working in San Francisco, and she's put together quite a group, has a website. It's just not coming to my mind. Usually will pop right in there if I ask it, and it doesn't. But they've got a website. They're doing yeoman work out there blocking the installation of smart meters in California. You might get a hold of them and see if they've got some tricks and some tactics.
Yeah, well, that's a good idea. I think that their main argument, though, is on the health effects. And Idaho Power addressed those. They don't, their transmission is not wireless. They're going through the wire.
Well, that's how it started for me back in 2005, Vicki. I was away on the one day of the month where I would be off my farm. And I was away during the day. I didn't get back from the city until later in the evening after dark. Drove into the farm, and I noticed a red glow in the yard. And I thought, oh, my God, look over my left shoulder. I'm looking for somebody hiding in the woods with a sniper rifle. Sure looked like a laser dot to me. Anyway, so I get out of the truck, and I approach it. As here it is. There's a little red glow coming out of the meter on my power pole. And so upon closer inspection, I saw that the meter had been changed. The next morning, I got up and went and looked at it. But what it was, I did the research on it then, contacted them, found out that, yes, it was capable of not only recording every, you know, watt that I use, but that they can create an image of that on a screen and track it for moment-by-moment power usage and all that. And I was really, you know, incensed. But that was 2005, and so it's just come along. That was called a turtle meter, and I talked about it on the American Exposé broadcast back then. But so now it's just getting out to everybody. We heard about how Siemens, you know, had turned over a big chunk of the contract for producing these things, and there's just, you know, for everybody, they're making millions of these things. Marine Holman, stop smart meters. Let's see, I've got a message coming in here. Let's take a look at it. It's Marine Holman. H-O-M-A-N, stopsmartmeters.org, stopsmartmeters.org. That might be the link I was looking for. So anyway,
okay.
The big contract here is to go global with this, was given over to the Japanese, so now the Japanese are going to be making these meters and exporting them. So there is that aspect, but all in all, I say that's an uphill battle. We're going to have individual solutions to global problems, and that's, you know, just going to be the fight. It'll be just like a driver license or getting a license tag on your vehicle.
Yeah, I knew, you know, I may not win, but I'm not going down easy.
No, I would encourage you to become vocal local on that. And again, like I said, getting together with other people around you and let other people know. At least that way you're all coming into this with some advised consent.
Yeah, the Republican Party in Idaho Falls had a resolution. They did a resolution opposing smart meters.
Introducing the world's first and only Swiss Gold Savings Plan, specifically designed to be simple and affordable for families worldwide. This is the best way to trade rapidly depreciating paper money for gold. Our product is 999.9% fine Kinnebar-grade gold ingots, refined in weights as small as 0.5 gram, and embedded into a protective card. Finally, everybody can afford to protect themselves with gold. And, best of all, you now have a zero-cost, zero-obligation, once-in-a-lifetime golden opportunity to earn true wealth by sharing this plan with others. Until now, available only to the Europeans, the program has just opened in the U.S. and Canada and is experiencing explosive growth. When you have everything to gain and nothing to lose, you owe it to yourself to at least check it out. For full details, please go to www.swissgoldbythegram.com or click on our banner ad on the oraclebroadcasting.com website. They say timing is everything, and your timing is perfect.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our Microplant Powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant Powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we're back on our Thursday, September the 29th, 2011, two-hour broadcast to Become Vocal Local, visiting with Vicki Davis in regards to smart meters and all of this sort of stuff. And you can visit her website at www.channelingreality.com, www.channelingreality.com, or just go to becomevocallocal.com. Jump in our chat room and look on the right, and you'll see right over there in the column Vicki Davis's website at the top of the list. Just click on that link and follow it across. Always good articles there, Vicki. But and appreciate that, and I'd like to just commend you on all the hard work that you've been doing. But you know, right now, tomorrow or today, I need to go into the county seat and renew the license tag on my truck. If I don't do that, then I'll have to deal with the pro se legal defense and go through the process. And around here, that's kind of tough because the counties are very small. And there's, in just less than 45 minutes, I can be in Arkansas or Oklahoma and cross county lines left and right. You might be able to get someplace locally, you know, in your own county government on a deal like that. But as soon as you cross county lines, you start to battle over and over again. And I think a lot of people are faced with this decision when it comes to the smart grid. You know, you've got Mark Lerner out there, and he's been talking about the biometric IDs for a long time. That puts it in your wallet with your driver license. You've got the smart meters coming in. You know, we're living in a surveillance society. They want to know everything they can about us. They want to track us and trace us. They're trying to get rid of as many jobs as possible by automating everything, including meter reading, you know, and being able to adjust the grid up and down, reducing and increasing your availability to power helps them in the green energy, sustainable energy, windmill and solar power business. And so partly... first question I have, again, is do you have like a, are you part of a rural electric co-op or not?
No, Idaho Power is a big utility company. But I have to say, what they're doing with the electric grid, it's different than the ordinary agenda of automation and efficiency for cost savings.
Oh, yeah.
The smart grid and the control of your use of electricity is totalitarian control.
Yeah.
And these people truly are very, very dangerous people. They are psychopaths.
Did you hear the article that I read yesterday, Vicky, from Greece, where they're going to roll a new property tax on the people of Greece to pick up some of the tab on the money that was fraudulently, you know, loaned into existence and then frivolously spent by their government. They're going to put it on the back of the people, but they're hooking it up to, of all things, their electric bill. And so I guess it's going to be a property tax based on the use of electricity. The more electricity you use, they're calling it a property tax. I don't see how they could justify this, but apparently the more electricity you use, the higher the percentage of the public debt you'll have to bear. Isn't that wild?
Well, yeah, that's the complete reversal of society. If you're using a lot of electricity, you must be doing something productive.
Exactly.
And they want to punish that productivity. I'm telling you, these people are psychopaths.
Yeah.
The whole agenda, the whole technological agenda is psychopathic. And they are implementing totalitarian control. I read where, you know, most of the energy used for residential services is in heat. If they start restricting heat in, you know, the warmer areas, you know, you're not going to be able to survive.
Well, it's heating, cooling, and water heating.
Yeah, and cooking and, you know, all the things that you need to be able to do, but they want to restrict all of that. This is the Morgenthau plan, and when they were going to implement it in Germany, they estimated that 25 million people would die or would have to leave the area.
Well, that's convenient. That pretty well sticks with the 21st century agenda. I mean, How could you be against that, Vicky?
in the unfinished agenda that I posted on my website, the very first item on the list is depopulation. That was their very first item on the agenda.
Sure.
So there you go. So everybody, even if they already put the smart meter on your house, fight it anyway.
Yeah, might as well. You know, it's just what it does is there's so many bees in the hive, you know, and if they know that every time they poke the hive with a stick, the bees come back, and if we can start to actually sting, this is where I'm thinking, you know, if it were an electric co-op, you might have some power going against the board members, and you might have some opportunity to work with the available list of all of the co-op members, everybody that's connected to that electric system. If it's all Idaho Power as it is there, then you're dealing basically with a federal conglomerate. It's going to be really difficult to get after them, make any kind of a dent in them. So I guess it'll just be a stinging bee and a buzzing swarm and do what you can. Again, legislation is the place where I would go to try and stop this thing. But we already know it's a global agenda. We know it is part of the techno-totalitarian advance of this system. And so stopping this thing, it's going to be, you know, here we got an avalanche and it's coming down and I'm standing out there and I got my skis crossed and I'm ready to fight the avalanche, and you're just going to get swept away in the damn thing. So good luck, good more power to you. But the time to become vocal local is not after the problem is already on top of us. The time to start is before the globalist agenda is brought into your communities. And unfortunately for you and everybody else on this particular one, the heads up has been very short and the acceleration has been very rapid. And because it's so innocuous and it doesn't sting you immediately, most people have not objected.
Yeah, that's true. They just kind of did it. But I did find something that I wrote in 2009, and the banking crisis was followed by an energy conference, or maybe it was 1 week after an energy conference where they talked about needing money to implement this agenda. So I kind of think this whole energy agenda is the agenda. And all of this and the Fed crap, you're not going to care about the money when you can't be warm in your home.
Well, as I've been trying to bring out on this particular series on banking, central banking and currency and all the rest of it, is that it's only one part of it. A banker, in and of itself, the money lender and the money changer, has nothing to do unless he has customers. He has nothing to do unless somebody else is bringing money into the system. They just stand there available to loan at usury. So it takes everybody inside the system to give the banker anything to do, and until they have something to do, they have little or no power. So they work with governments. They figured that out back at the time of the Florentines. They work with governments largely. They work with the churches. The Medici became popes. They first started out as being financiers for the papacy, but it just escalates from there. But great call, Vicki. I'll plug your website on the other side. I've got a bunch more stuff on the browser, but thanks for calling in.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member's stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a failed economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Across the sands of time, from the lands of Abraham to the lands of Julius Caesar, the metals of the earth were forged into the coin of the realm. Now you can own a piece of history with affordable ancient coins from the Greek, Biblical, Roman, and Byzantine eras, guaranteed authentic by Janus Numismatics. Transport yourself to the distant past at TrustedCoins.com. That's TrustedCoins.com.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
Live Free or Die Radio with Lee Rogers, the most dangerous talk show in America.
Weekdays at 9 p.m. Central on Oracle Broadcasting.
And so, thanks to Vicki Davis. Her website is channelingreality.com. Again, you can find that channelingreality.com, the website. New article posted there. The links are on my chat room or on my webpage as well. All the pages have that. I'm going to just jump from the next article here and continue forward. But before I do, I will say this, though. I dropped a little mention of it into the chat room because there's a lot of discussion on this. I mean, this is an important issue. That's something that's being really done without our advice and without our consent. It's not an advised consent when they just come in and swap out these meters, and it's really wrong. Initially, I'd have to say it's very wrong. But they could simply have sent out notices and gotten further with many people, but they don't. Now, another thing that I noticed almost immediately, and I've told you on the air many times, sometimes I have a great difficulty even getting on the Internet, and I have a laptop that has a Wi-Fi, I guess, receiver in it or something like that. And ever since they installed this smart meter out near my house, near the road, near the street, I've had this alert that comes up when I'm doing maintenance on my computer that there's a Wi-Fi, detection. That, there's a somebody that's got broadcasting Wi-Fi near me or something like that. It's been detected. It's on the list. Anyway, it's the only one on the list because there's nobody else around here. I don't imagine that has Wi-Fi. Anyway, long story in short, the computer has been running absolutely slow ever since that time, and I'm wondering whether or not they're, broadcasting into my computer and using my computer connection or what to move this notice down the road further as far as electricity is concerned. Or maybe there's a one time a day or another time a day where there's more, discussion going on from the smart meters coming through my Wi-Fi into my broadband and out. I don't know if there's anything to it or not. I've done everything I can to block it and remove it and block it and remove it. Every time I remove it, then it just comes back. It's back again, and it's persistently that way. So, anyway, all stories. I don't know enough about technology to know if there's anything to that or not. It's just an observation. don't quote me on it. But continuing, here's another article. We're looking at, trouble coming, folks. It's we're moving into the wintertime. Weed advances as dry weather on the U.S. plains may reduce winter planting. So we've been talking about this all summer, the herd reductions and so on and so forth. We've had a drought all the way through the summer months. We've had a very, very short, almost like a throwing a switch from spring to full-on drought and heat wave. The heat wave ran all the way straight through to fall. It was just like throwing a switch. We went from over 100 degrees most day to 60 degrees the next day, and immediately I was fumbling around for blankets and a sweater. All right? Very unusual. And almost no water to speak of. No rain all summer. And here's the article by Tony Drybus and Luzianne Javier, writing collaboratively for Bloomberg. Wheat gained, reversing earlier losses on speculation that persistent dry weather in the U.S. southern Great Plains will curb planting of the winter wheat crop and reduce production. And that's important because we've been hearing about and been reading articles on the side out of Russia that they are improving their ports and their export ability. Now, they had they went through a drought and they had it was like 17% of the world's wheat supply was diminished. when they were going through their drought. Now they're having a bonus year, and they're improving their export capacity to supply global wheat. But again, little or no rain has fallen in parts of Kansas, Oklahoma, and Texas. You'd say southwestern Missouri, the biggest producers of winter varieties of the hard red winter wheat in the past 30 days. National Weather Service data shows plants won't develop fully and roots won't be able to establish in the dry soil. Now, this is not irrigated. When you plant wheat, you just get out there and you disc the ground and you sow the seeds, and it's God help you for whatever you're going to get out of it. You know, without any rain, it's going to be really tough to see that wheat come up. So scant precipitation is expected in the next week, Telvent said, and of course that's going to delay planting season. Little, if any, significant rain is projected for the central and south plains during at least the next 7 days, so that throws it out another week. We may see some increase in shower activity during the 8 to 10 day period, but mostly far north and east areas. And then it goes on and talks about that in more detail. So on the one hand, you've got wheat, and on the other hand, you've got meat. Meat supply precipitous drop to spur prices to records, Rabobank says. Elizabeth Campbell writing this one for Bloomberg. U.S. meat and poultry production may drop as much as 5% next year, setting beef and pork prices to a record and climbing feed costs and shrinking herds, according to Rabobank International. Rabobank, wow, work for them, huh? I don't know, maybe they belong to the Meyer-Lansky gang. Producers are curbing output as tighter feed supplies boost costs, which will lead to a precipitous fall in available meat in 2012, David Nelson, a global strategist at Rabobank, said in a report. The drop is compounded by a drought that is forcing ranchers in the Southwest to cull their herds and by surging demand for U.S. beef in developing countries. Well, it sounds really bad when you write it this way, but if you look at the numbers, things aren't so drastic. By late 2012, U.S. beef production may be running at a rate of about 7% below comparable levels this year. So that's not a drastic reduction, but it's enough to be noticeable. There's no doubt about it. The spot market price for Fed steers, as you take them off the grass, you sell them at an auction barn, you take them up to Kansas City or some other place, they put them on feedlots, they turn them into that genetically modified corn, and they alter the genetics of the cow, then the steers, and then they slaughter them. All right? That's how the process works. It winds up in your grocery store. U.S. per capita consumption of beef will continue to drop, but you know that's part of the agenda anyway. They want us to quit being meat eaters, because meat eaters usually have a tendency to push back when they're pushed on, you know? All the vegetarians, they just kind of, you push them over with a feather, round heels. Anyway, U.S. per capita consumption of beef will continue to drop, so the tightening supply of meat may impact foreign buyers the most. The relatively cheap dollar is boosting demand for U.S. meat, and the dollar is down 1.2%, which means that they're putting our beef and our pork and our chicken in the export market and sending it abroad, and then what's left for you and me at the meat counter is going to be less and less. So once again, if you can get out and away from your town and find somebody that's actually raising beef, raising hogs if you eat pig meat, and or chickens and turkeys, you might do yourself well finding somebody that you could actually buy off the farm. Anyway, solar panels. This doesn't help us at all. Solar panel imports from China said to face a U.S. trade complaint. All right? You get all these little enhanced enterprise zones and foreign trade zones that Vicky's written about on her website, channelingreality.com. And here's a little bit more along that line. Mark Drajan and William McQuillan writing this one collaboratively. Solar manufacturers, including a unit of Solar World AG, are preparing a U.S. trade complaint against China as they seek to counter low-cost subsidized imports, according to people familiar with the matter. Now, before you get your shorts in a bunch, realize that Solar World AG is a German corporation here in the United States manufacturing solar panels. So, I mean, you know, six of one and half a dozen of the other. You want Wuhan Lu's company, or do you want Solar World AG? It's the same deal. These are not U.S. companies. These are not, you know, anyway, they are U.S. jobs. We are actively conversing with our federal contacts and seeking help on how to prevent China from decimating another U.S. industry. Ben Santeros, a spokesman for Solar World Industries America, Inc. in Hillsboro, Oregon, said in an interview. Right? Again, it's a German company, so me thinking she might protest a bit too much. Rare earths, everybody hears about rare earths, Afghanistan, Pakistan, elsewhere. Rare earths fall as Toyota uses alternatives. You know, rare earths and the fancy magnets and things like that is what's going to power the electric car industry. And so there's a discussion on that, and we'll cover that right after this.
For great talk radio, you found it. This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com.
But wait, there's more.
You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
With natural and man-made disasters and economic turmoil, if we don't get well prepared, we will most certainly regret it. Much of the storable food available is full of bad fats, salt, sugar, nutrient-poor refined food, and even MSG. In response, EnerHealth Botanicals have created our 40-day, 40-night, 100% organic preparedness pail. It's GMO-free, 10 to 20-year shelf life. The pail contains enough whole food and nutrition for one person to survive well for 40 days and nights, with recipes too. Some of the items need cooking, some can be eaten dry, while some can be soaked and sprouted. The pail includes organic rolled oats, millet, brown rice, green lentils, garbanzo beans, black beans, pinto beans, quinoa, pancake mix, non-fat powdered milk, sprout blend, sprouted sunflower seeds, organic inner food, chia seeds, miso powder, and a Cajun spice blend to give some flavor to your meals. This is 100% organic. This is the way to get prepared. Call today, 866-762-9238, or go to enerfood.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
So just going back for a moment onto this smart meter thing, you know, setting aside the very useful and intelligent argument about the invasion of your privacy, the ability to tax you, the ability to track your usage and create databases as to what kind of a person or individual you might be, you know, so on and so forth, all that aside, back in 2005, again, as I mentioned in the previous segment, I had a turtle meter installed on my farm. Well, for me, I was not at all upset about that. I mean, I went in and did my homework on it, and I could see the negative, the downside of it. But for me, from a privacy standpoint, it was like a good riddance issue, all right? Because I live way out in the country, very private, kind of a hermit anyway, you know, living in a two-room log cabin. And I didn't like having the reader people come in and come right up close to my cabin without notice at all, even when I'm gone, to the point of being able to swap out the meter without me knowing about it, all right? Kind of a private fella, you know? And if I had been able to, because of the situation, it wasn't feasible. But had it been possible, I would have had an iron gate and kept it chained permanently, you know? The grass that led from the highway, from the road, gravel road, down to my cabin was never disturbed by tire tracks because I only left the farm to replace essentials, and that was oft times maybe even once every 6 or 8 weeks, 1 to 2 months. Think about it. You go out of your yard 8 times to 10 times in a year, and that's not possible for everybody. Kind of living like David Thoreau, Walden's Pond. I was living in a two-room log cabin, and I had very, very little electrical use. As a matter of fact, I was paying the minimum for the connection, and it was more than my electrical use. I had two lights that I had in the house, a student lamp and a lamp on the ceiling, a couple of power outlets, but I didn't have any need for electric clocks. No need for, you know, clock radios, anything like that. So the only power that I used was when I was actually using like a circular saw or my table saw or something like that out in the shop, a drill, things like that. And so it was like, well, okay, you want to give me trouble about power, just pull your damn meter and get the hell off my land. I've got an electric generator here, and when I need power, I know how to create it for myself, all right? So, you know, heating with a wood stove and getting my water off one of the sides of my barn in rain barrels, I didn't need their electricity. And when there was an electrical outage that lasted over 7 days due to a heavy storm, it was like, so what? I used kerosene lanterns, which I had in my house and I used most evenings anyway, you know. At the end of the day, you come in, you light a kerosene lamp, stir up your beans on the propane stove, and then hit the rack. You know, you go to bed early, you get up early, you know, live with the sunshine. Anyway, long story short, but I did look into it and found out that they can and do produce a minute by minute, second by second map of your usage. And I didn't like that. I don't like it today. And I can see that, you know, it would be an offense to many people. Also, the idea of being able to tax you based upon your consumption by changing the rates through the day, or to taxing you based on what kind of consumption you have. Maybe you have certain appliances that they can figure out that have a certain signature. And if you happen to be online, then they can check that, and then they can tax you more because you're a computer user. After all, you're not using postage, you're sending emails, you can pay more anyway. So it's an invasion of your privacy, but there are, you know, like for some people, if privacy is an issue and you don't use electricity, why, you can do without it and be like a Bolivian peasant. Back to this article, rare earths fall as Toyota uses alternatives. Rare earth prices are set to extend their decline from records this year as buyers, including Toyota Motor Corporation and General Electric, scale back using the materials in their cars and windmills. Now, the windmills are the big deal here. You know, Don Quixote's windmills, I haven't been talking about it lately. But these, you know, that's, yeah, it's nice, man. I have a little collection of antique wind-powered electrical generation stuff that I've collected at farm auctions over the years, and I'm really jazzed on it. The old REI or REA, Rural Electrification Association, that sort of stuff. I've got wind charger parts and so on. But the idea here is that these windmills are the real big users of these rare earth minerals. Prices for cerium and lanthanum, the most abundant rare earth elements, will drop by 50% in 12 months. Christopher Ecclestone, an analyst at Hallgarten and Company in New York, has forecast neodymium and praseodymium, or diem, or something like that. Metals used in permanent rare earth magnets may fall as much as 15%. Makers of electric cars, wind turbines, and oil refining catalysts have sought to reduce the use of the metals after China, which supplies more than 90% of the market, said in July 2010 that it would cut exports and clamp down on the industry. Well, when we talk about it, rare earth, you know, they use that as a way of describing this group of minerals. but there's nothing rare about them. There's a lot of them out there. It's just that it takes a certain amount of energy to extract them. And right now, China's got a corner on it. So it goes back to Hal Anthony and his broadcast. Maybe you need to find out a little bit about prospecting. Some of you are out there that are out of work. Find out about prospecting. Maybe you could find out about where you might be able to find on this planet these rare earths, and go out and do a little prospecting. See if you can find yourself something. And if you can, set yourself up with a mining claim. Get in touch with Hal Anthony behind the woodshed on Sundays, and he'll fill you in on the clue. Maybe you could create another state of Jefferson or something, as opposed to the state of confusion. If you think you can keep raising the prices for those materials and keep your customers, you're crazy, said Jack Lifton, co-founder of Technology Metals Research, in a telephone interview. Quote, the principal customer for rare earth metals is a global automotive industry using rare earth permanent magnets, and that industry will engineer this stuff out. So if you're out there and you're bright, you're young, you're an engineer, maybe you want to try and figure out a way to make a better motor that doesn't use these kinds of magnets. Renewables face cuts as conservatives bid for power in Ontario. Green energy still under attack here, fortunately, by Andrew Mayetta. Next week's election in Ontario may come to be remembered as the day conservatives took power in the province and the solar and wind generation industries lost it. Opposition conservative leader Tim Hudak wants to end the liberal subsidy for renewable energy products known as the feed-in tariff. He says he's increasing household electricity bills. No matter where we go in the news basket, whether you're in Europe or whether you're in Eastern Europe or in Asia, it's always a subsidy. These things are running on subsidies. And as soon as you take away the subsidies for your windmills and your solar power and all of that stuff, then these things turn out to be just nothing more than the king's garments, He's just butt-naked, and he's charging you through the nose for them. Overall, they will eventually maybe occupy a position in power generation of 10 to 17, maybe that much percentage. Certainly in China, that's what they're planning for. We can see that in Europe. We see that here. Maybe 10 or 15% of our power will come from these alternative sources. But by and by, if you're going to run Chicago, if you're going to run a factory, if you're going to run a municipal area of any size whatsoever, you're going to need to look at something different. Whether that's going to be a different form of nuclear energy, or whether that's going to be hydropower, which would be the wisest in my opinion, or some other system, we need to look at something that produces it reliably and inexpensively 24/7 without all of the maintenance. You don't want to have 10 bazillion and a half individual units. You don't want to have 26,954 windmills in every state, because your maintenance costs and it's going to be astronomical. All the windmill blades, they wear out on their leading edges due to flying around in the wind and killing all the birds and other things. it's not a good idea. All the maintenance and the easements and the lines, all of that, not a good idea. Every house in America with its own solar panel, again, redundancy. There's so much, it's just unbelievable. So it's great for selling. It's great to sustain the environmental and developmental concerns, but does it really address the real issues? Nikola Tesla had some other ideas that I think we haven't even looked at yet, other ways of producing electricity. And we're just scratching around on the edge with Don Quixote's windmill. The windmill's a good idea, but it's really good for rural. Let's say you've got some village up in Tibet someplace, and it's 12,000 feet above sea level, and the wind will blow your cap off any day of the week. Well, yeah, stick in, why bring in 55 miles of wire? Stick in a couple of wind turbines in a place like that and let those people have some electric lighting, all for it. That's a logical use. But to try and run Chicago with it, I'll guess again. Anyway, that's about the news for the news basket. Let's see if I do have any more here. Kind of having the time is just getting away. Good news. I say it every day. Yeah, I got good news. Well, here's some good news. This got some good news off Bloomberg's website. Magic mushrooms can change your personality. By God, can't they? Take enough shrooms, you could turn out like me. Elizabeth Legato, September the 28th, writing this one for Bloomberg. Well, we'll have to figure out about the magic mushrooms after this.
Introducing the world's first and only Swiss Gold Savings Plan, specifically designed to be simple and affordable for families worldwide. This is the best way to trade rapidly depreciating paper money for gold. Our product is 999.9% fine Kinnebar-grade gold ingots, refined in weights as small as 0.5 gram, and embedded into a protective card. Finally, everybody can afford to protect themselves with gold. And, best of all, you now have a zero-cost, zero-obligation, once-in-a-lifetime golden opportunity to earn true wealth by sharing this plan with others. Until now, available only to the Europeans. The program has just opened in the U.S. and Canada and is experiencing explosive growth. When you have everything to gain and nothing to lose, you owe it to yourself to at least check it out. For full details, please go to www.swissgoldbythegram.com or click on our banner ad on the oraclebroadcasting.com website. They say timing is everything, and your timing is perfect.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our Microplant Powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant Powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc. This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
Around here, you know, in this world of new country, you know, Cow Patty, you know, she wears a big hat, all hat, no cattle, tall boots, and a rodeo buckle. But, you know, Cow Patty is also a place that you learn to look when you're walking out and about in the pastures, especially after a rain, because you might find some psilocybin or magic mushrooms. Here's the article off Bloomberg. Psilocybin or magic mushrooms can make people more open in their feelings and aesthetic sensibilities, conferring on them a lasting personality change, according to a study by John Hopkins researchers. See how it happens? That's how you get to be a tacoist, I guess. I have a lasting personality change from shrooms. Anyway, people had mystic experiences. Boy, God, did I. Ever had a psilocybin sandwich? It goes good with a little bit of mayonnaise. Anyway, people who had mystic experiences. Wow, dude. Man, look at that. Wow. You don't want to do a lot of pot either. You wind up standing around looking at the oak tree bark. You know, it's a color. Look at that bark, man. Yeah, bark. Look at the pattern there. Oh, it's, wow. Been there, done that one. Now, people who had mystic experiences while taking the mushrooms were more likely to show increases in personality traits dubbed as openness. Instead of a pig-headed, bigoted son of a bee. Yeah, it's open, man. I'm like totally cool. Let's get down. which is related to creativity. You see, Trivium doesn't do you any good in the creativity department, but, you know, hey, psilocybin can fill in that blank. Artistic appreciation, you call that music? And curiosity, like I said, standing there looking at the tree bark for an hour. According to the study in the Journal of Psychopharmacology, the change was still in place a year later, suggesting a long-term effect. I know who I am. I know whose I am, too. Quote, the remarkable piece is that psilocybin can facilitate experiences that can change how people perceive themselves and their environment. And I'm God, right? I own this place. Said Roland Griffiths, a study and a professor of psychiatry and behavioral science at Johns Hopkins University of Medicine in Baltimore, quote unquote, that's unprecedented. That's right, unprecedented. They perceive themselves and their environments, you know. Artistic, creative, curious. Wow. All those things that some would like you to forget. Magic mushrooms, also known as shrooms, are hallucinogens native to tropical and subtropical regions of South America, Mexico, Missouri, Washington State, and lots of places. Wherever you can find a cow patty and a little rain, you might find a little psilocybin. You'll know them by that purple ring and the purple underside of the head. Little capped mushroom grows up about 3 inches tall. The fungi were favored by former Harvard psychologist Timothy Leary. Good old Timmy. Did a pretty good job with LSD, too, by the way, who founded the Harvard Psilocybin Project and explored by the 60s writer and anthropologist Carlos Castaneda. You guys remember that Journey to Ixalan? Great books, Carlos. They are typically eaten, but can also be dried and smoked or made into a tea. I like them in sandwiches myself. Openness is one of the 5 major personality factors known to be constant throughout multiple cultures. Openness. Heritable in families and largely unvarying throughout a person's lifetime. Once you open your mind, well, your mind just stays open. You're no longer in the box. The other 4 factors, extroversion, love the people, neuroticism, boy, that's a problem, isn't it? Agreeableness and conscientiousness, you see. I don't compromise my principles for relationship. I'm just too open, too agreeable, too neurotic, and too much of an extrovert to go that way. We're unchanged by being dosed with hallucinogenic mushrooms, the study found. This is the first finding of a short-term intervention providing a long-term personality change, researchers said. So I say, psilocybin for everyone. All right, let's go to the next article. Massachusetts man charged with plotting attacks on the Pentagon, U.S. Capitol. This is headline news, Bloomberg. Chris Domich, writing this one, whether he works for Mossad or not. A 26-year-old Massachusetts man was charged with plotting to use remote-controlled planes filled with plastic explosives for a terrorist attack on the Pentagon and the U.S. Capitol in Washington. That's right. The suspect, Rezwan Firdaus, a U.S. citizen from Ashland, was arrested yesterday and charged with attempting to destroy national defense premises, attempting to damage and destroy buildings owned by the U.S. government, and attempting to admit... What? And attempting to impersonate the United States government. Anyway, to provide material support and resources to Al-Qaeda, the U.S. Justice Department said in a statement, of all things. Here's the story. A graduate of Northeastern University in Boston with a physics degree, Firdaus began plotting a violent jihad against the U.S. early last year. The Justice Department said in a statement, I guess this intimates that Firdaus here is definitely not Jewish, he modified mobile phones to act as electrical switches for an improvised explosive device and then supplied them to, oh my God, it's the same story, undercover FBI agents. Where do they hang out? The bar or something? Strip clubs? They hang around mosques? How did he supply them to undercover FBI agents, whom he believed to be members or recruiters for Al-Qaeda? Of course they're members and recruiters of Al-Qaeda. It's a CIA invention, anyway. Poor Firdaus. He walked right into the trap. This is entrapment, by the way. Firdaus believed the devices would be used to kill U.S. soldiers overseas and appeared gratified when told in June of 2011 that his device had killed three soldiers and wounded four or five others in Iraq, the Justice Department said. They say a lot of unsubstantiated things. Firdaus told a cooperating witness in recorded conversations that began in January that he planned to attack the Pentagon with small drone airplanes filled with explosives and guided by GPS equipment. Imitating the Mossad, I guess, he expanded his plan in April to include an attack on the U.S. Capitol. That's right, Firdaus, boy, he's a one-man army, you know. Thumb drives? In May and June, Firdaus delivered to the undercover agents two thumb drives containing plans for the attack. Must have been rather extensive plans he put in there. Two thumb drives? Good God. Including step-by-step instructions on how he would strike the Capitol and the Pentagon, the Justice Department said in the statement. This guy's scary. He traveled to Washington from Boston in May. I wonder if he knows Jeff, anyway, Massachusetts, and took photographs of the two buildings. Uh-oh. Cellular telephones, digital cameras. He probably photoshopped them, as well as sites at the East Potomac Park, where he planned to launch the aircraft. Wow. Guy's in something else. The Justice Department said he also planned to use six people armed with automatic firearms to sow chaos in the aftermath of the attack. You know, like Cass Sunstein and the boys never, Rahm Emanuel never let a good crisis go to waste, you know. Anyway, Firdaus selected two remote-controlled airplanes for his attack plans, both of which were scaled-down versions of the F-4 Phantom and the F-86 Sabre fighter jets. How could they be scaled-down versions of the same airplane if they were both air... Anyway, I guess he bought two of them. One was a scaled-down version of the F-4, the other of the F-86. Probably be fun to fly. And acquired one of them. So he was thinking about two, but he only got one. Said Gary Cacase, an FBI special agent, in a criminal complaint. The planes are 5 feet to about 6.5 feet long. Now, are they 5 feet or are they 6.5 feet long? Gary, get out a yardstick. You'll figure it out quickly. You could even lay it on the floor and pace it out. Heel to toe, heel to toe, heel to toe. Shouldn't be 18 inches off if you try that. Firdaus created a false identity with a new name. He calls himself Dave Winfield. Oh, man, is he clever. For the purpose of acquiring the remote-controlled airplane, opened a PayPal account with Dave Winfield for a name and made up a cover story. Man, he is impersonating government officials, isn't he? To explain why he wanted to buy the plane, telling representatives of a Florida distributor that he was buying it for his son, Cacase said in the complaint. Firdaus rented a storage unit in Framingham, Massachusetts, under a false name in June. So he cooked the bomb, right? No. And the remote-controlled plane was delivered there in August. Wow. On September the 27th, the morning before his arrest, the undercover officers delivered 25 pounds of what Firdaus believed to be C-4. Isn't this a Christmas bomber out in Washington? The FBI's given this guy 25 pounds of C-4? Six fully automatic K-47 machine guns? And grenades. Hell, who are the terrorists anyway? Who's assisting Al-Qaeda? My God. I'll be back tomorrow. See you then.
Taking it back one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a Failed Economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a Failed Economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Across the sands of time, from the lands of Abraham to the lands of Julius Caesar, the meadows of the earth were forged into the coin of the realm. Now you can own a piece of history with affordable ancient coins from the Greek, Biblical, Roman, and Byzantine eras, guaranteed authentic by Janus Numismatics. Transport yourself to the distant past at TrustedCoins.com. That's TrustedCoins.com.
Looking for great talk radio? You found it. This is Oracle Broadcasting.com.
The Oracle Broadcasting.